So, was the Treaty of Versailles of 1919 fair?
No, it was a punitive peace formed from Clemenceau's bitterness and his will for revenge. Look at the terms. Germany was the only world power that must disarm. And they left it with an army of only 100,000 and 6 warships. Look at the territory. No self-determination for we Germans. Germany lost Alsace-Lorraine, its best farmland in West Prussia, the Polish corridor which split it in two, the Saar coal mines for 15 years, its colonies, half of its iron and steel industry, and 1/8 of its people. And then there were reparations on top of that. 132 billion gold marks. What's it, John Maynard Keynes? That they were so huge that they would ruin the world's economy?
You only have to regard the Roaring Twenties to see that Keynes was completely mistaken. I believe that Great Britain paid more reimbursing war loans than Germany paid in the reparations. Thus, they weren't impossible, were they? And yes, the German economy collapsed in 1923, but that was not the fault of the reparations. It was the fault of the German government for printing the paper money whilst they were trying not to pay the reparations. No, the Treaty of Versailles was very reasonable. In Alsace-Lorraine, France obtained only the land which Germany had taken from her by war in 1871. And after what Germany had done in France, was it not reasonable to wish for some guarantees that there would never be another Schlieffen Plan? If you want an example of an unfair peace, go back to Germany and look at the Treaty of Brest-Litovsk you imposed on Russia in 1917.
The Treaty of Versailles wasn't just fair, it was an absolute good. Just think what America gave the world in the Treaty of Versailles. One, the idea of self-determination. The idea that restored the nations of Poland, Yugoslavia, Czechoslovakia, Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania, and which ended the old evil colonial empires. 2. The League of Nations, the precursor of the United Nations today, and most of all, 3. The principle that there is a morality to foreign policy. That's what Clause 2-3-1 was really about, saying that the treaty terms were imposed on Germany because Germany has done something wrong. At the time, this was a revolutionary change in foreign affairs.
I don't know how you can say such a thing. Clause 2-3-1 was a last-minute attempt to justify reparations. It is laughable to represent it as a great moral breakthrough, and not at least because it's an absolute lie. When Germany signed the armistice in 1918, they thought they were accepting Wilson's 14 points. But then Wilson failed to stop Clemenceau setting draconian terms. He failed to stop Lloyd George expanding the British Empire to 1/5 of the globe by taking Germany's colonies. And he even failed to get the Senate to approve either the treaty or the League, by which he condemned them both to failure.
To be fair, I think the treaty failed because of Germany. They refused to pay reparations in 1921 and again in 1923. Hindenburg denounced war guilt in 1927. And then after 1933, Hitler set about destroying the treaty altogether. Treaties only fail because people break them. The Treaty of Versailles didn't break the peace.
But was that not the fault of the treaty? Because it was an imposed peace? The Germans were not even invited to the conference. They were ordered to sign it. It was an agreement made under duress. And that invalidates it. And that was the fault of the Big Three. They went to Paris originally not to make peace, you know. They only went there to decide what they would ask from Germany at the peace conference. But when they got there, everybody lobbies them, and they found that they cannot even agree with each other. And suddenly they found themselves plotting the peace. It was easier. And they imposed the peace on Germany, and the Germans rejected it.
Very contentious.